Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Dr. Louisa Show. And we thank you very much for joining in with us on today. Now remember, pass this information on to others. You never know who the information may be able to help. Now, please have instruments available that you may write down information we're going to share with you today. Hopefully, we'll be giving you some life-changing information that will help you regain a positive attitude towards yourself. We'd like to start off first by giving you the information how to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I will give the information again later in the show. First, the phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Also, you may chat live, thehotline.org. You may chat live at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 888-788. That number is 888-788. Text the word START. I will repeat the information later on in the show. Also, we invite you to call in. Share whatever information you'd like to share about yourself in reference to what you're going through. We ask for no personal information whatsoever. No name, no phone number, who you're talking about, or anything like that. That number is 5999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. I have a lot of information to share with you today, and I hope that I'm able to give the information that I have today. If not, it will spill over into next week. Our title today is Take the Lid Off Being a Victim. You must realize what is going on. Do not lose yourself. We want to share also information about red flags, to get you in the know about red flags for people that are abusers and also about people that have been abused. So we want to start off also by letting you know that the National Domestic Violence Hotline nationwide, they receive 20,000 phone calls per day. So don't feel timid or afraid to call in. They are accustomed to people calling in every day. And again, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We want to start off by saying people who have experienced trauma often find themselves avoiding people, avoiding attention, avoiding intimacy, avoiding feelings, or anything that could remind them at all about the trauma. I get it. Avoidance keeps you safe. Avoidance keeps you from the unknown. But let me repeat that. Avoidance keeps you from the unknown. But avoidance also keeps you from living and fully embracing what the world has to offer you and what you can offer the world. Abusers use emotional or psychological abuse often when they throw in threats of physical violence or repercussions if you don't do as they want. The scars of emotional abuse are very real and they run deep. Physical abuse is far worse than emotional abuse since you could actually see the physical abuse and also can send people to the hospital. But emotional abuse can be just as damaging, sometimes even more worse. Talking about self-esteem, because it's very important. So, as I always like to say within the broadcast, you are not alone, and you did not cause this on yourself. You are not alone, and you did not cause this to happen to you. Call in at 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. Now, we were talking about negative automatic thoughts that occur in one's mind after you've been abused. And we talked about how important it is to give yourself positive information. Change the negative thoughts that you're hearing within your mind, within your thoughts that your abuser has said to you, and turn them into positive thoughts. And then we started touching on what you may do to help others that are going through abusive relationships or situations. You always want to let that person make their own decision. Listen to and believe the person. It's okay to ask how someone is doing. You may not want to do this because you don't want to make the person think about the experience and feel uncomfortable. But by asking a friend if they're doing okay can make them feel seen and supported. Be patient with the person. Most people don't get over a sexual abuse quickly or even get over an emotional abuse quickly. The emotional abuse really takes a long time. But what you don't want to say is, I don't believe you. It's no big deal. It happens to lots of people. It's been so long. Get over it. Or to even ask the person, were you drinking? How much did you drink? What were you wearing? You know, if the person was sexually abused. Or, and also saying, it happens to a lot of people. One of the most damaging influences on our self-esteem is our own inner shame voice. This is the voice, the one that says you aren't good enough. It's the voice that holds us back or holds you back from being your best person. It scares you from striving to reach outside the box. That same voice tells you that you won't succeed, so why try? In abusive relationships, the perpetrator is also the inner shame voice made manifest in your world. The message can be seductive, infuriating, and helpless, and always damaging to your self-esteem. And your self-esteem is what you think about yourself, your worth, your respect to yourself, and your abilities. Again, that National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may chat online. That address is thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That number is 88788. And I just want to throw this out there. If you're unsure about your new or current partner's behavior, It's always a smart idea to reach out to a trained domestic violence advocate who can talk to you about your questions, your suspicions, or your fears. Their expertise may help you better understand if what's going on points to danger. So it's very important that you train counselor if you have questions about a relationship that you may be going through. And also, what we want to share with you is that these are signs of emotional abuse. If a person is putting you down in front of others, humiliating or embarrassing you, using sarcasm or teasing or joke, feel badly about yourself. If they're having an opinion about a lot of what you do or think, that there's a sign of someone abusing you. What are some signs of emotional, some of what we just said, also treating an adult like a child, isolating an adult from family, friends, or regular activity, and can't seem to put my, I have it, okay, warning signs, red flags of an abusive person. They want to get involved very quickly. As soon as they meet you, oh, they're so in love with you, want to claim that it's love at first sight. And then 6 months or less, they're living together or want to get engaged. And they pressure you for a commitment. Says that you are the only one who can make me feel this way. Isolation not only puts you down, or puts down, I'm sorry, everyone you know, that's your friends, and that your friends are either stupid, slutty, or you are cheating with them. These are signs of someone that is an abusive person. Now, hopefully, I've named some things that you'd be able to pick out to involve in the relationship. Jealousy wants to be with constant. We have 90 seconds left. Let me go back and give that hotline information again. You may text the word START to 88788. You may call 800-799-7233. You may chat online, thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. Please click that follow link on the screen that you're on that you may be notified of the next show that we will be having. I thank you very much, and please pass the information on. You never know what another person is going through. If you suspect that your friend or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, try to develop some type of communication with them. Not that you want to go with what's going on, but to be there for them. Hopefully give you more tips on next week on how to reach out to this friend, although I've said it before. And I thank you very much for tuning in. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I do this show because I care. And also, I have a degree in nursing, and psychiatry is my background, although I've worked in an array of areas in the nursing field. Thank you very much for tuning in. Have a great day.